The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. And as I said before we went to the break, a guy who, man, I watched come up through high school, watched quarterback, a great run over at Brother Rice High School before accepting a scholarship to the University of Michigan. And now is off in the private sector, but got a call from him the other day. And he said, look, I am working on a charitable event for a former teammate of mine. I'm wondering if you can help me get the word out about it. Absolutely. He knew before he asked me, I was going to say, yeah, because it's my guy, Alex Malzone. Alex, how are you this morning?
I'm phenomenal. Sam, good morning. Appreciate having me on. It's always great to reconnect and good to get in front of the Michigan community again.
Yeah, man. So definitely going to want to catch up and find out what you're up to these days, but first and foremost, let's talk about what you're doing and why you're doing it, why we're connecting this morning. Kind of fill the people in on what you want to tell them all about.
Yeah. So I guess I'll just jump right in. So former teammate and roommate and then really current best friend of mine, Jack Dunaway, at both Brother Rice and at the University of Michigan, was told about 11 months ago that he had stage 3 cancer. Very sudden. Obviously, he's a very healthy individual and has been playing sports his entire life, and was told this unfortunate news last July, which was a very trying time for him and his family. Immediately had to go right into chemotherapy. Had about 12 weeks of chemo last fall, which was difficult, especially given being in the hospitals during COVID. But I mean, through everything, Jack had an awesome mentality, and he had the chemotherapy, and then towards the end of last year in December, he had a very extensive surgery, which went well, and then ultimately got his results back earlier this year in February. With the doctors informing him that he had beaten the cancer. So basically earlier this year, just with everything that had gone on and thought that it would be worthwhile to throw a charity event. I sat down with Jack, told him my vision, told him what I wanted to do, and he was all on board. And we're going to be having an event here in Chicago Friday, August 6th. It's going to be a boat called the Spirit of Chicago going off of Navy Pier, approximately 7 p.m., with all the proceeds going to the Andrew Weicher Foundation. Jack has recently became a junior board member of this foundation, which was created in 2013. Andrew Weicher actually went to Brother Rice Chicago, so something that we have in similar with him, even though we were from Michigan. And he unfortunately passed away because his parents couldn't afford the cancer treatment. So his brothers, Dan and Nick, and his family decided to create this foundation in order to help families afford and pay for cancer treatment. I'm ecstatic to be thrown on this event. And I know Jack is very excited as well. I have a few of my close friends that are helping me broadcast this out and get it out to the biggest network and reach that we can. There's a link in my bio on both Twitter and Instagram for people to buy tickets or to donate. And we're really just trying to get the community involved for people that are willing and able to donate. I mean, Jack's fortunate enough to still be with us here today, and we're very excited about it.
Yeah, talking to Alex Malzone, this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. A sudden event. I mean, you sort of told me the story about how you had a weekend planned with Jack and some friends, and he was supposed to come down, and he wasn't feeling. Can you take us through like how he found out? Because this was like a jarring, sudden thing for him.
Yes. So Jack, being a former player, former coach, right when we both finished up at Michigan in 2018 and 2019, he was a graduate assistant for Michigan. And like you said, Sam, we had a weekend planned here in Chicago where he was going to come stay with me and some of our other friends before they started camp and were gearing up for the season. And the Thursday prior, he let me know that he had some lower back pain. And he was going to go to the doctors to get an MRI and CAT scan, which he ultimately did. And then woke up Saturday morning with results from the doctor that he had stage 3 cancer and had an 85% chance to live. And, I mean, I was mind blown. I was really drawn back from it, just given that Jack's been my best friend since the early years at Brother Rice. And I mean, for me, it was difficult because I really try to put myself in his shoes to see how exactly I would react if that were to happen to me. But like I told you earlier, Sam, I mean, Jack had a phenomenal mentality through it all. His head was held high the entire time. And, I mean, that's what we're fortunate for. I mean, we're happy that Jack's still here with us, and we're doing this event to really give back. And I've talked with Dan and Nick with the Weischer Foundation numerous times, and the things that they're doing are awesome here in Chicago. I mean, they've put on numerous events that have really been given back to their communities and whatnot. So we're happy to be giving back to them, and we've had some good traction so far. So hoping to continue that going.
All right. So give the people one more time, date, time, location of the event again.
So the date is Friday, August 6th. We're going to be leaving the Spirit of Chicago off of Navy Pier, boarding the boat between 6:30 and 6:45, taking off at 7 p.m. Ticket price for the event is going to be $150. Which is going to include open bar, open buffet, and obviously the more the merrier. Really hope that we can get this out to as many people as possible.
Yeah, we will definitely tweet out the information as well. So folks who, if you can get out and take part in the event, that's great. Otherwise, if you can donate, that's awesome too. Both go towards a tremendous cause. I mean, to have finances be the limiting factor for treatment, that's the unfortunate scenario for a lot of people these days. And this is a way to at least fight the battle on this front. And glad to help you do that, Alex. Want to take a moment. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, because I'm sure folks are wondering, what have you been up to since Michigan? So I know you wound up at the end going on to play at another school. So pick up leaving Michigan, pick up from there for the people and tell people what you were up to after leaving Michigan.
Yeah, I'd love to. So graduated from Michigan in 2018, was there for 3 years and had a phenomenal experience. Went on down to Miami of Ohio in Oxford. Played there for a season and got my graduate degree down there. I'm sorry, I got my master's degree down there. I mastered in finance and economics down there, which was an awesome program. Very fortunate for my education down there, and then came over here to Chicago. I've been here since January of 2020, working in commercial real estate. I currently work for Northmark Capital, focused on Midwest investment sales for multifamily products in secondary and tertiary markets. And it's been great. I'm very fortunate for the relationships and the education I got both at Michigan and Miami. And I'm happy to be able to utilize it here into the private sector.
All right, man. glad to hear from you. Like I said, and I was like, you're in like my favorite city. There isn't a better downtown that I've been to ever than downtown Chicago. I absolutely love it. And you live it every day, man. So I'm happy for you in that regard. Let's tell the people one more time, Alex, about the summer charity cruise, when it is, how they can get involved, how they can donate, kind of lay it out for them one more time.
Awesome. Yeah, it's Friday, August 6th. We're going to be going off the Spirit of Chicago. Obviously, if you're able to attend, you're more than welcome. If you're not, and you're willing and you're able to donate, please do so. The cause is going to be going to the Andrew Weisher Foundation, which is based here in Chicago. Going back to the event, it's a $150 ticket for open bar, open buffet. So please attend. Please send it out to your friends. We're really looking to broadcast this out to as many people as possible, and hope I can see as many of you there as possible.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, appreciate you taking the time to spend with us this morning to bring us into what you're doing and to bring us up to speed on how you're doing. Appreciate that. And definitely anytime you need us, just give us a call, man.
Sam, I appreciate you, man. Hopefully you can make it here to Chicago soon.
If I don't make it to Chicago, because, you know, the looking to make it down there for the kickoff luncheon, that which is supposed to be coming back. So, but if I don't make it, best believe that I will be a part of the donation crew. So we are going to absolutely support the cause.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Alex Malzone has been our guest. We have to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket.